Blog Talk Radio.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's gonna ask always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessings.
For your blessings.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessings.
For your blessings.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
I know you've been hurt. You, it's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing. You keep holding on. Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessings.
For your blessings.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessings. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, God's got a blessing.
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 With your name.
Call God
when they just need him. I know a brother said the only time you need God when he's only thing left. I hear that statement. I love it. And also, I said, my. Because if you're in God, right, and you resort in all your resources to satisfy some things, and you said, now try God, you know, I know they didn't mean it like that, but boy, when you can look to the source from the beginning and ask the source to help you, because we can cry, whine, and watch this here and have a pity party, you know, and God knows what we need. Sometimes we ask God to move something, and we didn't even ask God, if it be you will, just move it, Lord. Hey, but he lies to tarry with us for a minute. I understand that it's a nice statement there, you know, if you don't know him. If you know him, you go straight to him, right the muscle. You don't waste no time, you know. But if you don't know him, you only know you need him when he's right there, you know. A lot of folks don't know him until something really, really, really bad. But I want to consider this here, that's sometimes God had to do that to get some of our attention, And I was blessed on yesterday. God allowed me to sit in and get in on that ministry yesterday. And, when I was hearing Brother Tim bring the word yesterday, I was thinking about how the God is really dealing with the church, you know. I always go back to when we first started this ministry, man, that how, you know, we was in quarantine, couldn't move around like most, you know, some could, some couldn't, you know, and we got in the word on an open form like this, you know, and express God's love. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit that yet still holding on. It's been a journey, though. It's been a tough journey. Thank God for what I heard yesterday. You know, there's some people going through, truly going through. You know, I heard one of the guys, his father was really, really sick, and he's at his bedside. But I'm not mistaken, I believe it's Marcus Burst. He's right there at his Burst, right back his side of his father. And then we find out one man had died, and they had to knock the door down to get in, and he was dead. You know, I don't know how your day was on yesterday. I don't know how your day been going. But you know, it's always someone going on somewhere, and they're in a deep pocket somewhere. Some don't understand with some of the tribulations that come. Some do understand, but still say, why? You know, and I'm going to tell you something this morning. God have a will that every man has to understand. You know, he has to, she has to understand. God will not move out of his will. Oh, yeah. It's some things that God wanted to reverse one time. He said, I hate it. I made man. He got so sick of man one time. And look at what we're doing now. We're doing worse than the time he said it that. We're doing way worse than that. We don't serve him like we used to. They were these guys. You understand? The children of Israel was the chosen one in the beginning. Help me, Holy Spirit. But God gave us a discernment word. You know, God gave us something. He let us know that he's in the midst. You know, and I don't know maybe how powerful your deception is when you see things and hear it. But, man, I can imagine that young man sitting at that bedside and praying for God's will to be done. Prayerfully, he know that only God can move. And then our prayer is that with understanding is, I might talk a little bit, but y'all pray for me. The brother sitting there, and he praying from deep in his heart, and he want God to do some things for him. And I'm gonna tell you something: when we pray and we ask God, and we do this here, not our will, but His will. The deception of that you got to understand that God's will is, his will might be the what? Move that person out that body. I mean, you just don't know how God moves. But I'm going to tell you this, Sam. If he does that, he's still God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If he moves, or if he allows the person to stay there a little longer, there are some times God will let that body just stay there. And it look like that body, just all it is, just a body. It's like there's no life in the body. God can take that spirit out that body and heal that body and put that person back in that body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God can take that person laying there, wherever the things are going on in his or her life, and move it out and put them back in. And also God can take that body and put it back where it came from, to the dirt, put it back to the dust that it was formed from. And I want to tell you something. Whatever God does in that situation, it's a lot of people don't understand transition that we call death, you know. But let me tell you something. From the bottom of my heart, there is nothing wrong with death. Only time death get bad when you don't know the Lord. If you don't know the Lord before you get out this body, my brothers and sisters, I don't care how good you been, there are some good people died here that went to sleep, but if they don't know the Lord, oh, my God. If they didn't know the Lord before they left here, my brothers, sisters, it's gonna, I believe that. This is my belief. If you didn't confess him then, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord. I want to tell you today, I want you to ask you to keep that brother lifted up in his family. Keep brother, I just know him by, his name, I guess it's his nickname, Cowboy, you know. Over there with TRA, or TMI, or whatever they want to call that little. What is it? Nothing. I know you know. I think it's Trigger Man down little camp, and one of the guys been with him a long time. You know, when his brothers had died, you know, they had to, I don't know. I prefer that when I met with it. They knocked the door in. You know, and the brother was dead. You know, and you know that was a lot. You know, go by and see your people. If you ain't heard from somebody in a while, man, you ain't heard from somebody that you just ain't seen. Or you used to talk to them sometime, once or twice, or every day. So call them if you ain't heard them for a while. You'd be surprised what people are going through and trying to hold on to things and want to be so secreted. You know what I'm talking about? And let me tell you something. We are family. Take it to the Lord first. Trust me, I believe that. But I believe God allows somebody in your life that you can open your mouth up and let it vent to and just stay where it's at. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, there's some things I know. I love it. I love a lot of people. That's the thing. I just won't take this to everybody. I have to take it to God because I wouldn't want to put a burden on that person. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to put that. That's when we come up with that secret stuff. Then God might make a way that you might have to open up to somebody. You know what I'm talking about? It's good to vent. It's good to vent, but watch who you vent to. You know, you might have put a burden on somebody, or they might not be ready for that venting. So I'm telling you, pray before you do vent for someone, because somebody can use that as leverage. You might you look at a spiritual thing, right, and you're telling them something where you are in your walk, and they're not strong enough. Well, he's supposed to be past that. People be bad, man. But man, sometimes you look at people, you be thinking. I heard some things here recently. Well, I thought. I believe everybody over here all should know. You know, how many times God sent a prophet, a judge, or somewhere to stir the spirit of his children? Many a time, and they knew to do right. But he had to send somebody there to stir the spirit up, to get them to hear him. That's why we have to watch when we hear, because we never know who it might come to. You know, we never know who God might use. But I want you to know this, him. God is seeking us. He's seeking us because he's getting closer and closer. He gave us a glimpse. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Now, I'm talking right now, y'all. He gave us a glimpse. You know what that glimpse was? When he shut this economy down in 2020. A lot of people forgot that. Oh, hippie hosted. he shut it down, my brothers and sisters. Nothing goes without he know. Nothing in this earth moves or function while God don't know. There's nothing. I'm going to say it again. Catch him up. Somebody said some bats and all this. Wherever how that disease got out, you better believe me, God knows about it. Because it got so bad. And it got so bad, if you weren't a central worker, you couldn't even move around. It's almost like a passport. If the police stop you, if you don't have this thing, they'll make you go home, you know, because you got to have this, the only way you can get out, you know. And I think we forgot about that, how God let that thing to sink in. And it shut the church down. You couldn't go physically to. It shut some of your jobs down. Some jobs are folded up since that happened. You know, and sometimes I pray for that. I think we forgot that it had my little short time of living. I ain't been living that long. And my little short time of living, it ain't never been that bad that he shut the whole coming down. You know when he did it? The last time he did it, he destroyed it. He destroyed it. When did he do that? When he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. When he got fed up with the ways of this world. But this time, he didn't kill the world. He didn't kill everybody in the world like that's everybody. But there's a lot of people died then. A lot of people died. Some of your loved ones, some of my loved ones died in that thing. And certain cultures attacked it more because of this. With the nature of the beast, looks like what they tell me. But I'm going to tell you one thing about this here. If you got a loved one, if you got somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you got somebody you're just so mad at, you know, you're just real mad at, this one for me right today, pray. Pray to God and ask God to remove that anger from you. Because you never know when that person might go or you might go. And when that person gone, vice versa, if you gone, there's no closure there. The closure is gone. Because you can go to the cemetery. You can go to what we call the repast. You can go to the wake. You can go to the funeral, the home going, wherever you are, where you can just go. And you can holler, lie as you want to. I'm sorry. I forgive you. My brothers and sisters, that when that blood and that ticker stop being warm in that body, my brothers and sisters, there's no way they can hear you. They can't hear you. We say this here, and we say it from the bottom of my heart. Give them their flowers. While they yet can smell them. If it hurts that bad, look what Jesus did for us. Look what Jesus did for us. The people had Jesus, and they had Jesus. They called to the dead to the right. Oh, hear me, not dead to the wrong. Dead to the right. One of the statements they had on Jesus, and I hope this isn't a cliche to you, Jesus told them, he said, if you harm this body, this temple, I will turn it down. I mean, I will raise it back up on 3 days. And they looked at that thing, and they said, it took 46 years to build this temple. What is he talking about? Because they were so corner-minded. They were so corner-minded, they couldn't understand spiritual-minded things. But Jesus did it, though. They told him they killed him, and what he did, he rose on the third day. We believe some people argue what day it was, but I'm just glad he rose. God raised him from the dead, so you and I can have the opportunity to look at someone else and say, if what they did to Jesus, and he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What in the world did somebody did to you? You can't ask for forgiveness. Receive that forgiveness. What is it? I know it might have been your wife, might have been your husband, might have been your child, might be one of your siblings, might be one of your play uncle. It might be somebody. I had a brother, an uncle. He you know, really he wasn't my real uncle, but he loved my father so much, the one who raised me, right? He loved him so much, and he wanted to be his brother. So you know how they do that, that's my brother, you know. And we were sitting in the front yard, you know. I'll never forget him, man. I remember this like it was yesterday, and it's been a few years. We were sitting out there, and we were just talking, and it wasn't in no 70s, and this is in the 2000s, right? And he was the old brother, you know, he old school. He was like my father then. My father, the one raised me, he would have been 84 if he'd been still living, right? And the brother had a 69 Camaro. Still had a 4-speed in it. Well, you could hear him coming down the street, Reverend Henry. You know how long that street is on the way I just stay at, right? And you can hear him. He's just going to that gearbox. Oh, he's going to that gearbox. And you see, a real racer know how to go through a gearbox. He never lifts up the gas, and you can hear him tapping that clutch. He just going to the gears, right? He just going through. You can hear him come. So he slid on and came over, and we looked at him with high side, and my uncle said, man, I can't stand that dude. I can't stand him. I said, Uncle, what you talking about, man? That's what you call. You know, I don't give no name. He said, that's what you call, man. Hey, man, I thought y'all were cool, man. He said, man, I just can't stand him, man. Me and him, we fell out, man. We had fallen out, man. And the brother got out, man. He was happy because we was out there talking and chewing the fat, you know, talking a little bit, you know. You know, when you get on the tree, everybody know how to, you know, you tell good lies on them trees, right? So Reverend, he got out, Reverend, and he came up and hugged me, man, because he ain't seen me in a while, right? He came and said, hey, Eric, well, I tell you, I can remember like it was, like I'm just over them, right? I've just been around all my life. You know? I can remember over you, little whippersnapper, and he reached out to my uncle. And my uncle braised him off, you know, with his arm so he wouldn't touch him. Right, he wouldn't touch him, and he looked at him and said, "Man, what's wrong, man?" He said, "Man, you know I don't deal with you." He said, "What are you talking about, man?" He said, "You remember back in?" I said, "Lord Jesus, 1973. It is 2000, man. You hear what I said?" And I'm from Reverend. I know, man. I know how you embrace that, but brother, I looked at that. I said, 1973. And it's 2000-something at that time. And you know what that brother told him? Man, I forgot all about that, man. What is you talking about, man? But he didn't. He held that grudge that long. And you know what that brother do? That brother reached out to him and told him he was sorry. And my uncle started crying. He's a deacon in the church, too, right now, today. He's a deacon. He's 80-something years old, you know. He's a deacon in the church, right? Reverend, he's digging the church. Hey, Reverend, did he receive that?
Mm-hmm.
He received that and started crying. He could have died with that business, man. This man wasn't even thinking about him, man. How long did you can hold a grudge? I don't know why I'm over here. But I'm going to tell you this, him. I'm going to tell you that don't let the day go by when someone had that much control to your heart, then when you see them, malice come up. You get so mad that I just can't stand him in my, he did this, he did that. My brothers and sisters, if Jesus can hang on the cross while hanging with nails in his hands, in his feet, and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and you sit up and hold a grudge about, maybe they might have took your wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Maybe they might have took your husband. Maybe they might have stole something from you. You know, Jama. Maybe they might have did a lot of things. You know, Jama. But let me tell you something. It's not worth for you. Go all the way them years and find out that person wasn't even thinking about it like you was. He or she left it alone. You know, maybe both of y'all still have that kind of grudge, you know. But I'm telling you, somebody got to be big enough to say, man, I'm not going to let this hold me this much. It ain't going to help me another day. I'm not going to go a whole another day with this holding me down like this. And I'm going to tell you something. In my house, you know, and I'm probably one starting Well, I ain't gonna say I start all the little fight, but some most of the time I can just be standoffish a little bit. But my wife, a little show, she thinks she can knock me down from my knees, and so I can feel it eye to eye rib. So sometimes I just look at it and just look at it. So most of the thing it is I find out that we're not going. We're gonna find a way to talk. Communication has to happen. It has to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Even if I'm mad or she mad, we got to talk. We got to get it out. You know what I'm talking about? Because they ain't going to walk around that house and none of us not going to talk. There ain't but two of us there now. You know what I'm talking about? So the nest is empty, you know? So we got to talk. You know what I'm talking about? And same way, even on the job, man. You have these jobs, these people do certain little things, little hidden little things to cause you, especially if they know you walking with the law. They're trying to find a way to make you stumble. Trying to find a way to make you fall down. But I want you to know the eyes of the Lord is on all of us. I'm going to say this again, Rev. I think in the East Coast, somebody said he's there. Rev, I believe they say that, Rev. I believe they say it in the West Coast, Reverend. He's there, Reverend. Reverend, I really believe somebody can tell you in the North, he's there. Reverend, we can say over here on this, where we at, he's there the same time. And hear all of us at the same time. Don't let it go by. Maybe it might not, you might not have that problem. Man, my Aina, you know my Aina, right? You know, she goes and comes with a memory, right? You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you this here,
right,
from the bottom of my heart. It hurt me to see her like that. You know what I'm talking about? Because I allowed to talk to her, and she said, who is you? You know what I'm talking about? And this woman named me. You know what I'm talking about? Give me my name. You know what I'm saying? So with seeing that and saying, God, man, what can I do, man, so she can recognize me? You know what I'm talking about? Because she helped me along even in the ministry, you know what I'm talking about? Helping me, encourage me a few things, you know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, man, when you got your people here, even in a sick stage, before they get to what we call the Alzheimer's or old-timer, where you want to put it at, Reverend, before they go in dimension, you know what I'm talking about? You know, you got a place to love them. Love them. Even if they're in that state, love them. Love them. If God allows you to be at the best side of one of them, man, maximize that time, because God has a time for us to so we can have some closure. We, as a people, when that body go in that ground, my brothers and sisters, you can holler, cry all you want to. At that time, it is what it is. The only time if you or her or that person maybe see each other again is when, brother. If y'all both had a connection, you'll get to see each other again. Now, I seen one time, Reverend, the two people did see each other. One was in hell and one was in heaven, Reverend. The rich Dabiz, right? And Lazarus was in the arm of Abraham. Somebody said, man, what are you doing today? I'm trying to encourage somebody that we got to quit waiting on all this time. We got family members. We got a loved one. We don't talk. We got to quit that. We got to break that curse, man. We got to stop being so, what we call that, we segregate ourselves. We put ourselves and say, well, I'm not going to deal with that family member. I'm not going to deal with that person there. And when they die, you can't understand why you're hurting so bad, because you know it wasn't that serious. So I want to tell you today, before I get off my little soapbox, I want you to know that whatever somebody done to you, take it to the Lord. Don't let that day go by. Don't let that hour go by and that person leave this body, man. You're going to hurt. I'm telling you, you're going to hurt. There's no way in the world that you have loved someone before that you can't love them again. I just don't believe that, Reverend. And then you of God, you have to love them in spite of. You have to. You have to love that person. I don't care how much they hurt you. You have to love them. Sometimes, Reverend, I'm going to tell you something. You might not have never been here, Reverend. Sometimes them kids make you so mad you wish you never had one. You know what I'm talking about, brother. You look at I'm just telling the truth. You look and say, where do you come from? You know, see, some people don't want to be truthful, Reverend. Sometimes you look at that baby and say, I remember changing your diaper, and you were so true, you goo-goo, gaga, you know. And I remember when you got to 2 years old, I told you not to get in the cabinet. You was inside the cabinet, you know. I remember when you got to 9 years old, and I told you to make sure you make up your bed and clean it up and all that. Now you stuff everything under the bed. I mean, these progression as they grow older, right? And then they get to a certain point that they grown, right? And then we have to know how to watch this forever. Let them grow. And be there, you know, in prayer. Let them grow. It's all right to let them babies grow. Let them grow. And when they grow, and watch this here, once you instill God in them, you don't have to worry about it. I'm telling you, I'm a living testimony. You do not have to worry about it. If you instill God in them, I promise you they will come back. I know I'm right about it. I'm just going to step out on faith. They will come out. I was so much in the deep sin one time. I was so seeking for it then. So sin one time, brother, the only thing that could stop me was my hard head and head of salt behind. You know, some of them don't have to go that route. Some of them can learn of others, you know what I'm talking about? And some of them have to have a hard head, you know. And something. Let me tell you something. Don't give up on them, baby. Just give them to Jesus. What do you say, Reverend? If he had to kill the horse to stop the rider, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If he had to kill the horse to stop the rider. Sometimes our mothers and fathers pray for our kids. We pray for our kids, and we pray for our kids. Watch this, Reverend. But we never really pray from sincere. We want to protect them so much, right? But what is God's will? They made a mistake. The same way he chastised you. We read the other day that a father have a child, and the father without a child is what? He's a bastard child. If he don't have a father, yeah, it's in the book, y'all. he or she don't have a father. Oh, help me, hold on. Someone is legally guarded over them. There's like what someone running around here recklessly, and they living on their own. Someone said, "I did fine. I left the house." You know, the worst thing I did, Reverend, I left the house too early. That's one of the worst thing I ever did. I did. Now I want all my kids to leave at 18. I ain't going to lie to you. I did. Every last one of them I want to leave at 18. Let me tell you something. But when I left, that was the worstest thing I ever done. And I paid for it, too, because I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready for society. I wasn't ready at all. And I paid for it, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, man, why are you all over here? It really started out like this here. I was thinking about Brother Cowboy. I was thinking about Brother Bert, you know, these guys in the racing community. Two different incidents have went there, you know what I'm talking about. One of the person, a cowboy, lost his brother, you know, and Brother Bert, he's sitting right beside his father right now, praying, getting encouraged. We don't know. We know how God did it. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed, and God gave him 15 more years. Yes, sir, he did. It's in the book. He gave him 15 years. I know God is able, but then I also know God can do some things to get them ready for that transition. I know Widow Dog will never do it. You know, he hard-headed, but Widow Dog prayed for his mother. He kept praying for his mother, and God told him literally to stand up, get off his knees. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, when God does something, he did something for her to help him to understand transition. I don't know what he got to do for him to help to stand you trying to, because I remember seeing my mother. I remember when she was in the hospital. You know, they said, we can't do nothing for her no more. We just can't do nothing for her. She can't stand a surgery. They wanted to amputate her whole leg off. You know, not to the knees, but the whole both leg off. He said, we don't believe she can make it, though. We don't believe she'll make it through the operation, you know. We recommended not to have the surgery, and the, you know, and we'll give her something to keep her comfortable, Reverend, and let God's will be done, you know. And we sit there, and that was a hard decision, that brother. That was very hard decision to sit there and say what you think. If one but four of us could make that decision, or five, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we all came consent on that, you know, and made the decision, man. And I'm telling you, but I seen something, though. I seen up there every day, brother. It took 3 days, right? Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. That breath started getting weaker and weaker. And we, I see a tear drop out of her eye one time. I see her look to the ceiling, and I'm just sitting there watching. Man, I can remember like it was yesterday. I really didn't really cry real hard at that time. I was really, really, really sad, brother. I was really sad, you know what I'm talking about. But I did, but it never hit to me till 3 years later. 3 years later, I was at work. I ain't gonna never forget. I was at work. And she came to me, man. And I thought about her. And, brother, I cried for 2 hours. I had an episode last year. I had to leave church, man, and go to the cemetery. I wanted to hear a voice.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear a voice. I wanted to hear her voice. I had a good relationship with my mother. Reverend, know what I'm talking about. Had a real good relationship. My mother was really funny. She's come over there and tell a lot of jokes, did you real? I miss my mother, man. Woo. If you got somebody you love, man, tell you something. If you got somebody you love,
don't
wait till it's too late, man, that you can't tell them you love them. I know some of the parents ain't. Sometimes these parents, man, the only thing they have is what they had to raise you. And some of them, you can't look at the Joneses' houses and say, man, I wish I was like the Joneses. This is, you can't pick your family, brothers and sisters. At that time, when you were birthed from that woman and that man. That was your father and your mother. And your mother know who really the father is. We know that, too. Knowing some son of a woman running around there, too. But let me tell you something from the bottom of my heart. When they gone, you might not take this ain't for this, you might not be for nobody on his day. It might not hit you then. You know what I'm talking about? It might not. Some of you are so stubborn, it might not never hit you. But let me tell you, when it does, it may be some closure. I had pretty good. I know I had closure with my mother. I really know I had closure with her. I know I did. I hate Reverend. You know Reverend. Had my family was mad at me. Asked me why I didn't cry at the service. I had to do diligence at that time, Reverend. I had to stand and preach the gospel that day. I had an assignment to do. You know what I'm talking about? And I had to be strong for all my siblings and everybody else. But it was 3 years later. I couldn't imagine how it came like it did. I couldn't imagine how it came, man. How my mother. I couldn't see no more. I couldn't go to 55, 56 Cotty Street no more, where I grew up at, and knock on the door. Matter of fact, I didn't have to knock and walk in. I can't go there no more, bro. I remember when I got the penitentiary, man. Oh, help me, Lord. I remember when I got the penitentiary, man, and she didn't know I had got out. She didn't know I walked in the house, man.
Yeah.
And she singing, man. And she cried. But it was a joyful cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I knew then I had to get it right, man. I had to get it right. Because we took her to so much, man. I had to get it right, man. And ever since then, I've been really, really trying hard to love people and show love. Didn't know I had a calling there. Didn't know it at all. But he put it in my heart, man. Put it in my heart to run. I told Reverend here when I got ordained that time, man, why am I getting ordained, man? My life's not like it needs to be. I'm still equipped to be doing what I'm doing. But I start thinking about, I can't make no excuse. I can't make no excuse. I had to keep pressing home.
Yes.
When I saw her face, man, she cried, Doc. She cried hard, but it was a rejoiceful cry. I can imagine all them years I was in the penitentiary. She heard it, man. She heard it. Had to change, real. I had to change. I had to, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I had to change. I'm sorry, y'all, but I had to change. But when I changed, the goodness. Oh, boy. The goodness of my mother is still in my heart. And what's so crazy about it, Rev, I wasn't even my mother's baby, man. I was a father. I'm going to hang around my mother, my father, and my mother, man.
Yeah.
But she's, I loved her, though, man. Well, I love her, man. Woo, still love her. Jesus, I don't know why I went there.
God bless you.
I'm crying out to you, brothers. Man, make it right to the people you got here, man. I know your mother, your father, you know, some of them mad at them. I was mad at mine, too. But let me tell you something. Man, make amends to that. Love your mother. Love your father if you have them here. Because you never know when God's going to call them home. You never know when God's going to do something. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love your cousin. Love your auntie. Love your uncle. You never know when God's going to ask for them home, church. I'm sorry for coming this way, but I want to tell you guys, I'm getting too many calls of people leaving this earth and said, "One brother, what did I play that song? I don't think we got it. I think we might have it. I think, brother, you have to tell me again what the name of it. You might have to tell me. I can put it on, but I'm a little messed up right now. But let me try to get myself together. But I think it's too long or too late or something. I don't know. Would it bank singing or something? You know, to my, you know, something like you. I forgot, man. I'm crossed up like real bad now. I went somewhere else now, but I think it's been too late or something. Anyway, you got to give them, man. You got to make this thing turn around, man. Man, I'm ready to tour up right now. I took myself somewhere, man. But, yeah, y'all keep me in your prayers, man. That's all I got, real. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're good. You're good, man. The genuine of heart. The only thing God needs is a vessel to reach somebody. And that was for somebody. And if we open up our heart, it can be for all of us. It's truly. That's one thing we don't show enough of. We don't show enough of love. We don't show enough of genuine. We're not transparent enough. Hallelujah. But the greatest transparency of all is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we emulate him, when we open up, because God can take that and use it. Praise the Lord. We thank him for today. We thank him for today. And what I got out of it was need to forgive and mend our ways and forgive and love each other more. Oh, praise the Lord. Love each other more. I see you. I see you. And every hardship she sends in, every hardship, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, and also 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
Perfect.
Oh, hallelujah. My grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
And my strength is made perfect. See, when we open up and turn that thing over to God, we it's a fountain that can't stop. I witnessed someone that I watched grow up last night, and I was so proud of him. He taught the brotherhood lesson last night, and he cried the whole way through. God bless him. That Holy Spirit, he's just so happy. When you can get this way, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you can think about what God has done for you and to you, oh, hallelujah, change will come. Change, oh, hallelujah. And it will ever rain down upon you because you're so thankful, hallelujah, for what he have done, and it makes you cry out to others, pleading with them that they will, hallelujah, get it right with their fellow man before it's too late. Hallelujah. Forgive. Oh, hallelujah. Forgive. And then God will bless you to forget so that that can come up again and disrupt. Hallelujah. Hardship. I see you ain't it. Hardship. 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 Every hardship. It says God often uses bitter experience to make us better. Bitter experience to make us better. Praise the Lord. We can view every hardship as an opportunity for God to cultivate a new, hallelujah, a new virtue in us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him love you. Let him love you. Even let him love people through you. It says, she also sends in, give it away. Give it away. Giving freely honors the Lord, helps others, and blesses us. Oh, but when you give the best of yourself, telling the world that the Savior is coming. Oh, hallelujah. Give of yourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Giving freely honors the Lord. It helps others and it blesses us. Praise the Lord. Philippians. Oh, praise the Lord. Philippians, 2nd chapter, 19 through 30. I think it is necessary to send back to you Euphotius, whom you sent to take care of my needs. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God need a willing vessel. Whenever we feel it is most valuable in our life today could be a great benefit to someone we know. It may be our time, friendship, oh, praise the Lord, encouragement, a listening ear, or a helping hand when we give away what the Lord has given to us. He is honored. Oh, praise the Lord. Others are helped, and we are blessed. God bless you today. You open, Brother D. Beautiful. Thank you, Amy. Give it away, every hardship. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. Tell God thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Tell God thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Brother D, a little late to the party today, but I got in just in time to hear my brother cry out. I didn't want to tell him in words, brother, she know. There's two people who know. She know and God know. And when you know that they know, you all right and mom's all right. When you walk in, mom shed a tear of joy because she was so glad to see her son. And when she found out her son had made a change, it made her even more gladder. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's all she had to say. This is why mom was able to look up, bro. When it was time for her to go home, she was able to look up and tell God, seen the change in her child. See, when my mom see the change in the kid, it's what they prayed for. Hey, oh, hallelujah. She know, bro. I promise you, she know. And God know that you're not the same that you used to be. You're a different person now. You're on the right road now. Don't never get it twisted. Mom know you're on the right road. He said, I had to preach a friend. I had to hold on. Mom know you're on the right road now. That brother just said a few minutes ago, I heard my brother, when he said, telling the world that the Savior has come. That's what you're doing right now, bro. Just hold on. A little while longer. That's all, brother. He got to tell you. Hold on. A little while. See, brother, he travels that road quite often. Ride down this highway, sharing tears sometimes, thinking about my mother. Thinking about one day I may tell mom I made it. And your mother's looking down on you right now. And she said, my son coming home one day to me. Just hold on, bro. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Amen. But he ain't going to hold you long. I know the feeling. I promise you, I know the feeling. Amen. Come on here, Rev. Come on here, Rob. And he got started. Fulfilling that you'll never forget in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. That's it.
Huh? She knows. I promise you, she
mm-hmm.
knows.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. What a blessing. What a privilege it is.
Amen.
What a privilege we have to be able to love this way. We have this blessed privilege to love like this because some are not able to love the way God has blessed us to love. You know, I've heard people say they hate their parents, they don't get along with their parents, they still living, and I just shake my head. I'm like, well, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what
just
you think,
know.
You know.
Just don't
oh,
know.
Lord.
Just don't
yeah,
know.
You don't know.
Just don't know.
I'm glad God gave
hey, Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say this is Brother Tim. I just wanted to say
yes,
that,
sir.
You know, I want to make sure people don't get it twisted. If Brother Eric or Brother D or myself or you shed a tear, some people say that's
mm-hmm.
weak. But truly yes. it isn't. It's truly
yes,
not. It's truly strong because
yes,
the Bible
sir.
Says that in your weakness, that's when you're strong.
You
because you know
strong.
Why? You step out the way and let me handle it.
Let me handle it for
you.
Come on, bro.
Me.
Come on now.
And then
yes,
from
sir.
There, you know, when you look around and you say, I realize that God has my heart was stony and
yes.
I was callous and I didn't care about nobody,
yeah.
didn't feel, but it was me, myself, and I. But now that he's starting to massage that heart and making a
yes.
heart of flesh, I can feel now, and the tears come. I'm trying to tell you,
yes.
I like that because, well, you know, people used to laugh at me when I would cry because I would be so full, I didn't know what
yes,
to do.
Sir.
I
yes,
didn't know what way to go. So
overflow,
I said, Lord,
overflow.
And my mama told me one day, it's okay, son. It's okay. Don't get all frustrated. And she said, you know what? When you go through those things like that, don't fight these people with physical
yes.
stuff. Fight them on your knees. And
yes,
I said,
sir. Yes,
now.
Sir.
And so it makes
yes,
you
sir.
Strong when you can cry and you can thank God for the time that you had. He gave
yes.
you that memory. And you can use it for good or bad, but when you use it for good and thank God for all that he's done for me all through my life, yeah, it's okay then. Shed your tears. I know that my brother's strong when he's shedding the tears because that tells me that his heart, God is working with him. He feels it. He's massaging that heart to make it a heart of flesh. That's all I wanted to say. Yes, Lord. Yeah, shed the tears. Some days I can't hold it back. I don't know. What in the, I can just hear a song in church, and Lord, before I can even, I hear the word in church, and I read the word, and I start shedding tears. Thank you, Lord, you chose a wretched man like me. Out of all the people in the world, you smiled on me and touched me with the fingertip of love. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Yes,
thank
will.
You.
Yes,
thank
will.
You. Yeah, you got to give him praise and honor and glory for the little
yes,
things
God.
That he's done.
Thank you,
thank you Lord.
Thank
you.
Yes, he will.
Thank you.
Yes, he will.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Back to you, Brother Henry. I just
wanted
yes, to say
that.
He will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Can I say something?
Yes,
sir. Yes.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Say, man, I want to really say this here from the bottom of my heart. I started out that discourse is trying to encourage someone. But I always, and it's kind of funny, while you try to help somebody, you're helping yourself. It's kind of like that little verse I love. It's kind of like that little verse I love, brother, in that Proverbs 27:17. You know, I kind of like that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, iron, sharpen iron. I kind of like that verse.
Yes, sir.
I kind of like that. But I tell you what, man, I just went back for a minute.
Oh,
man. I went back 23 years. And I see my mother's face
back.
When she seen me. When she seen me, man, I know it wasn't no tears.
Yes,
like, you know,
sad.
It was joy, man. She couldn't get out the bed. You know what I'm talking about? She couldn't even get out the bed together enough, you know, and said how much she was happy to see me. I could have been dead, man. People don't get out that penitentiary. Don't let nobody. They call it college somewhere else, but ain't no college to me. You know, them, a lot of people don't get out that old thing, man. Some come out, some come go in, James, and come out, Janet. You know what I'm talking about? You know, some
yes,
go in down as Chris and come out as Christine. You know, and some go in mentally and come out disturbed. You know what I'm talking about? And some come out, man, they came, I'm just, y'all pray for me though. Some come out there and they still in there. They so wrapped up. They come out. They didn't get a time to rehabilitate themselves, right? So they can't get into society. And every time they get a letdown, they go straight back to where they. The only thing they know is to do with certain things that got them in there. You know what I'm talking about? I just thank God for the prayers of my mother. You know, and it prevailed, man. It prevailed. Whoever thought, 2022. That I will be speaking to you right now. I didn't see this. I told you there's a lot of stuff in my past, but you still listen to me if you know my history. Somebody said, what did you do? You know, I really think from by my heart, God knows why he took me through some things he did so I can have more strength in such a time like this here to stand and preach and teach his uncompromising gospel. And I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart, that I need your prayers constantly to keep my mind on you. Somebody say, man, you wrestle that hard. No, I'm not wrestling that hard. I just want to stay in this love. I want to stay in this care. I tell them, don't leave me to myself. Please don't. Come to me.
Yeah.
Come to me, Lord Jesus. I need him because he's been better than me. And I've been to myself. I won't say this again, man. Thank you, brothers. And I do know, man, my mother was a praying woman. Yes, sir. I know she was.
Mm-hmm.
You go to her house, she'll pray in a minute. Hard, you know what I'm talking about. I never did hear her. But I take that back. I had to hear her. Some had to change, didn't it? Some had to change. I had to hear somehow, some got to hear it. But I want you guys for I leave off the fuck. I mean, I was really trying to get in the scripture, but it took me way over there, and I wanted to tell you the little testimony. I wanted to tell you whoever you have an ought with, go to them. Came to you and said they got a problem, receive it. Don't let it go by,
yes.
Man. You don't know what the day gonna be. Brother D, Brother D, you strong enough? I'm gonna say, Brother D, Reverend, you strong enough? Brother Tim, you strong enough? This can be our last time.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
This can be our last time. It can be our last time.
Maybe my last time. I don't know.
I don't know.
It may be the last time we sing together.
Brother D said she didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear it. Watch this, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. He didn't want to hear it.
Man, I'm gonna make a
Dot.
Opportunity right now to get it right.
That's it.
You should
take
advantage of the opportunity right now. I will let tomorrow come knowing I could do it today.
That's it.
I guess that's why they said don't put off tomorrow for today.
What you can do.
I wouldn't put off today for what I could do now. And I guarantee, man, the Bible says he comes as a thief or a robber in the midst of the night.
That's it.
I will let the Lord catch me with my work undone.
That's it, then, boy.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let him catch me with my work undone. Just don't know. Just don't know. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, it's been tough today. It's been a double.
Yes.
Hey, Rebbe, we got to... I'm gonna get. I'm out for real for sure this time. I'm out for real for sure this time, but he had blessed my heart today.
Man, great to have.
I really have, man. You know, I don't know how nobody else feels in life, but I do know if he come today, I feel good about my homegoing. I really do. I don't want to leave my wife, my kids, my grandkids, and my friends and family, church family. Don't want to leave them. But I don't have that. I don't have that authority. No man have that authority. Only God has it. You know. I have a lot. We use this word carefully, but hear me good. I have a lot to live for, but no more to live for Christ. No more to live for Christ. This is real for me. This is really real for me.
Yes,
I believe we live in that kind of time that we got to make a claim. You know, I don't want to be ashamed of the gospel. You know, never be ashamed of the gospel.
If you shame the homie, down it before man.
Yes,
sir. I don't want the Lord to be ashamed of me, real.
Yes, sir.
I don't want
to
be ashamed of me that parts for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear me say a lot. My papa mm-hmm. told me, he said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. And I told you all time and time again, that's a powerful statement to be able to make. When you know that you know, that you know you know, that you going home. The CKG.
Come on now.
That's what should make you smile. That's what should make you cry. When you know you going home to see the man. I'm going home one day. I'm going to see him face to face. I got my key waiting on me. I ain't got to worry. I don't worry. Oh, I shed some tears sometimes, but I don't worry, Sister Brother. Because I know that I know. I know
yes,
I've been saved, sanctified, and sealed.
Yes, sir. With the Holy
Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I can shed tears and tell God thank you. I can stand on my rush boy and tell him thank you.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus. Why sometimes you just say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
you
good.
Ought to tell God thank you while you can.
Him better than we've been to ourselves.
I'm
gonna
another day go by without telling Lord, here I am.
Here I am, standing.
Here I am, Lord. Throw up from the floor of Lord, fix me. Lord, I tried everything I know to do. Lord, fix me. I want another day go by. I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. I would cry right now. To the man upstairs. Because him is truly able. What do you think, real? Say him good. Him is truly able
him
to
good.
Fix you, but you can't do for yourself.
Him is
the
good.
Name of Jesus.
Him better than us. Him better than us
to me. Till we've got ourselves. Ain't he good, real? Ain't he good?
Think you're good to yourself, but him better. Him better.
How him
so good, Brother D, in Chicago? How him so good, Reverend here in Texas? Him took his blood. Him took his blood and let it come out. Him prayed so hard one day. You know what he did? He just, it was like drops of blood. But him gave me a lesson when him was praying. Him prayed so hard and said, Lord, not my will. But that will. Him taught me that.
Remember, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
What they do.
You did it wrong, and yet he loved you.
Yes, sir.
You did it wrong. You whooped him all night long,
yes, sir.
But yet he loved you.
Yes, sir.
Yet he still working
yes,
the wrong
sir.
For you. And you won't,
yes,
you won't tell God thank you.
And then,
this is
my
real
pride.
This
you know what, brother?
Oh, thank you.
You know what, brother?
Just
you know what, brother? I know we're going to be gone. I know I'm going to be gone. You know what, man?
Prayer,
don't you know, Brother D in Chicago, Brother Reverend here in Texas, don't you know that he knew what was going to happen before it happened?
Jesus.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew they were going to mark him. He knew they were going to cast stones in him. He knew they were going to assassinate his crap. But yet, he didn't say a mumbling word. Only time he said something, when they start dealing with his authority, help me, Holy Spirit. Truly, when they start dealing with his thoughts, I know him right about it. When they start, mm-hmm. asking, don't you? He told Pilate, said, "Don't you know?" That was Pilate told him, "Don't you know? What do I know? Don't you know? What you trying to tell me?" Pilate got mad at him. "Don't you know? I got the right to let you go or do this." No.
You ain't got no problem.
No.
You ain't got no problem. Here, yeah, my father here. Yes, and then he told where it came from. He's talking about my father here. He said, "Come from Ohio." That's all you got. You ain't got no power.
Yeah, got
power. So look here, probably got free. Probably got so he's a bridge of water. I don't want to wash my hands.
Brother D, what's so cool about it, Brother D, is know what he did, Brother D? He listened to his wife. His wife has disturbed her. She said, I got woke up in the middle of the night. I don't see no wrong with this man. Can y'all put the phrase? Yeah, I don't see no fault in
him.
Yeah, present God. He was presented a long time ago. Yes, sir. John did it. Oh, healthy Jose. John the Baptist did it by way of Elijah. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. And ever since we've been introduced to the love of God, we can't stop loving him. I know I'm right about it. We can't stop.
Yeah.
Y'all sing that song, "Can't Stop and Will Not Stop." How y'all sing that song, Reverend? How that song go? You want me to sing it?
Yeah, "Can I Stop Praising the Lord?"
I can go enough, brother. I don't want to stop. Don't want to stop. Like my brother just said, he's been too good. I tell him all the time, I've been on this road a long time. I've been out here too long to turn around now.
Brother D, you long-winded. Brother Nothing long-winded. Sister Aunt Martha long-winded. I got to be the one to let y'all know. We got to get off this.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get out of here, man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, our strength, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Rev, keep the ones I started out with, Brother Burt and his father.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Cowboy. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, I'm about to go back and research it again. Only time you are lost is when you don't have the eternal life. Now we use the word "traveler." We say, "I lost a loved one." Now your loved one is not lost if he's in Christ. Probably he truly ain't lost. You know, I know we use little words though, but it's like the woman lost a coin in the house. It was still in the house, though, Reverend. You might catch that later on. It was still in the house. Yeah. So pray for us, man. Pray for the ministry, man. And I'm really, 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 really asking for prayer, man. For my strength.
Praise the Lord.
For my decision making.
For
my trying to do his will. And if it be his will, man, that he keep giving me strength, man, to do what I do, man. I'm just asking for myself, man. I know others. I need it, man. I need some strength, man.
Yes, sir. Man, Jesus.
Yeah.
Good, good. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
If we go to God in prayer, we thank God for what, I like to say, what we have experienced. And experience with God. Whenever he lets you look back and think back and remind you of what he has done, that's an experience. When you open up your heart and you can shed tears of joy, that's an experience. So Hallelujah. That's a washing of the heart. God washes us in more ways than we could ever know. And we need to tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for what you have allowed us to experience this day. Father God, you let us walk down memory lane and realize that, Father God, you brought back precious memories and how they linger, how they ever flood our souls. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing us, Father, how you continue to keep us. We lay down hoping and expecting to see this day, but God, in your love, grace, and your mercy, you made it a reality. And Father, even some didn't see this day. You gave them the ultimate hymn. You called them into your rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're awesome, God. You're loving, God. And for those that have experienced loss of loved ones, though they may be bereaved in heart, maybe expecting to lose a loved one, we ask you to comfort in the name of Jesus. Comfort, Father God. Give your care, your attention. Give them special, oh, Father God, attention. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would help those that are by loved ones' bedside, praying, hoping, and expecting to receive from you. Oh, hallelujah. Many times, Father, we've seen your work. We've seen your work, Father. We thank you for your work. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for patience in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hope. Thank you for trust. Thank you for faith, Father. Thank you, Lord. Continue, we ask blessings on the people that you put into our lives. Bless Reverend Brian. Oh, hallelujah. You know his heart's desire. His will become thine will in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father God. And continue to give him the added strength that he needs to keep on standing, even in adversities, bless him to stand, even in decision-making, give him strength to stand. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know you're able, and we thank you. Our hearts are overflowed with the joy, with amazement, with wonder, how you keep on blessing us and giving us that we need. Father God, continue to bless this ministry that you have allowed to be. We call it God's plan, and bless your plan in all our lives. Let us know, hallelujah, without a shadow of a doubt, which way to walk, which way to talk, with the plan that you have for each and every one of us. Make it plain, Father God, hallelujah, that our minds may receive it, and it may go into our hearts, and it may be activated that we may move in the way that you would have us to move. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to tell you that we love you. Continue blessings, Father God, upon thy people that we need to go forward and be pleasing in thy sight. Help us, Father God, give us strength. Hallelujah. When the adversary would try to throw the fiery darts, we ask that you bless us and help us even to pray for our enemies and love our enemies. Father God, Father, for we know, hallelujah, you only one that can allow this to happen. Hallelujah. So we ask for your mercy and for your grace to continue to cover us, keep us. Hallelujah. Teach us. We will be taught, Father God. Bless us to be students of thy word. Continue to study. Hallelujah. Trust. Lean, hope, and depend upon you. Thankful for all those that came and played a part in the service. Thank you for the wonderful compliments of encouragement that you gave. Father God, thank you for the strength that you've given, even in the golden nuggets. Hallelujah. We call them. Continue to bless us, the Martha. Hallelujah. Give us added strength, wisdom, courage, and knowledge to keep on being the servant that you called her to be. Her entire family, bless them, give them special blessings and strength. Hallelujah. Let them know you're near and you care. Hallelujah. Continue to bless Brother Tim. Hallelujah. Continue to stand on the wall. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Thank you for the service. Father God, continue to bless Brother T and give him added strength that he needs. Keep on standing. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless us all, Father. Hallelujah, as we continue to attempt to do thy will. Mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Look at here. Oh, I feel good. Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get him up all over this building. Now while you got him up, I just need to see the hand of those that know that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them now. Come on, all over this building. Come on. Now while you got him up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle God did for you. Come on.
All right.
And just begin to praise him all over this place tonight. Anybody here know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will deliver. And if you at all times, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here. Somebody go get a breakthrough. Oh yes. Listen. I'm getting ready to name a few things that God did for Melvin. And if anybody can relate to or identify with any of these things, I want you to get up out your seat, and when you get up, I want you to bring somebody up with you. Catch somebody by the hand and bring somebody up with you. But if God ain't never done none of these things for you, I just want you to stay there, sit there, fold your arms and act all cute and sophisticated and watch us Holy Ghost folks get ready to go crazy up in here praising God. Can anybody relate to this? He put food on my table. Somebody sitting there like God ain't never fed you just as fat as you want to be. Clothes on my back. Oh, that's what he did. Woo. Anybody ever been broke? I'm talking about down to your last dime broke. Didn't know how you was gonna make it through the next day. But I just need to ask somebody up in this building tonight. When you were at the end of your rope, did God pay your bills for you? When you didn't have money in your pocket?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes,
yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Anybody ever been sick? Reverend Chief, I know what you know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever been this? sick. I'm not talking about that Tylenol headache sick. I'm talking about in the hospital, didn't know it, didn't know where you was. Pain in your body. Woo! Didn't know you could make it through the next day, but some way, somehow, when the doctors fail, when medicine fails, I need to know it. I need to know if we got any saints in this building that know anything about God stepping in your sick room. And when one touch of his healing hand, he heals.
Get ready to lift him up.